Hello, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher, and I'm your host, Ali. Well, in this program, the teacher, we try to answer some of the major questions about Islamic teachings. Please stay with us. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today in this show, we're going to be discussing about the topic of blood money. Why in Islam is blood money for women half that for men? Inequality, injustice, gender discrimination, these are all the allegations that are put on Islam for this ruling. Let's try to look into what this ruling really is and if people have completely and correctly understood and comprehended this divine ruling of Islam. Some individuals might possibly object that in the verses of Qisas, which is the retaliation, it has been ordered that a man should not be subjected to retaliation for murder of a woman. This is the general understanding of some people, okay, who put and who target Islam. The questions that they raise is a man superior to a woman? Women comprise more than half of the global population. Are they not humans? What is Islam doing in this case? Brothers and sisters, this is a misconception. This is a major misconception when it is said that part of Islam, the rulings of Islam, are proposing that some individuals might possibly get away by murdering an innocent woman. This is a misconception. It's a part of that wide-scale propaganda of the West against Islam. It stems from, let's take a quick look at where does this come from, okay? This propaganda, this misconception, it stems from lack of knowledge of the subject. And we will get into the details why we are calling it to be a misconception. But first, I would like you to understand how and why these misconceptions take place to begin with. Lack of knowledge of the subject. That is ignorance. One of the reasons is negligence in turning towards the original sources of Islam, the Quran and the Ahlul Bayt. A lot of people, they don't turn towards Quran and Ahlul Bayt. What they do is like they rely on third-party information, which in many cases is corrupt and is tainted, sometimes on purpose, sometimes through negligence. Believing whatever like one person hears. This is another reason why these misconceptions take place. Measuring, this is an important one, brothers and sisters, especially for those who are living out there in the West. You guys will have to understand completely that measuring the teachings of Islam based on alien and man-made standards is not correct approach. A lot of times we have these standards given to us by the enemies of Islam. We use these standards to what? To check Islam and its rulings. No, brothers and sisters, the standards have to come from Prophet and Ahlul Bayt as well. The standards have to come from Islam. And based on those standards, which are in coherence with the humanity, which is in coherence with the human logic and our existence, these are the standards that we use to gauge and understand Islam. Then sometimes there are emotions-driven evaluations and ignoring the practicality of things. Oh, since I'm a woman, you know, I've got the soft corner towards women, so I'm just going to keep speaking about this topic because, you know, men are so unjust. Don't be emotional. Look at the rulings that Allah has sent down for us. Try to understand and comprehend that rather than being emotional. So on and so forth. There are other reasons, too, that we don't have time to go over at the moment. This verse, now we go to why we called it a misconception. This verse that gets quoted, it does not intend that a man should not face retaliation for killing a woman. This is not true, brothers and sisters. Rather, as it has been explicitly explained in the Islamic jurisprudence, the guardians of the murdered woman can seek retaliation from the male murderer, but upon the condition that they pay half the blood money. In other words, when it is said that a man cannot be subjected to retaliation for a murder of a woman, what is intended is unconditional retaliation. That said, if half of the blood money is paid, then it is permissible to have him killed in retaliation for that crime of murder of that lady. Okay, there is no need to explain that the payment of the above-mentioned sum for seeking retaliation is not because the woman is any less human than man or inferior to him. No, brothers and sisters, this is not the case. This is a perception which is totally misplaced and illogical. And perhaps the expression blood money is the basis for this misleading notion. The payment of half the blood money is only to compensate the loss which is suffered by the family after the retaliation has been extracted. After the break, we're going to come back and discuss a little more on this topic and try to understand what this allegation is and what we're trying to prove here. Stay with us.
Hi everyone. Today I want to talk to you about a few rumors over women's rights in Islam. There has been many people who claim that women's rights in Islam are half of men's. They argue that in Islam, the diya or blood money of a woman is half that of a man. When a person is killed unintentionally, the person involved has to pay ransom to the victim's family. It's very simple. First of all, putting a price tag on each person and asserting how much they're worth is a terrible thing to do, and it's very disrespectful for humanity. Diya is not for putting a price tag on each individual. It's a mechanism by which financial needs of the victim's family are provided. The second point is that restitution is to be paid when a person is killed unintentionally, and the person involved has to make payment to the victim's next of kin. Think about it for 1 minute. A woman has lost her husband in an accident of sorts. Does it matter for him whether the amount of restitution stands at $25,000 or $50,000? Of course not. The person who receives the money is his wife. In Islamic lifestyle, it's men's duty to earn their family's livelihood. Because of that, when the man of a family is gone, there must be a financial compensation provided for his family. Receive knowledge of Islam from its primary and original sources.
Welcome back, dear brothers and sisters. You are listening to IRIB English Radio, and this is the program, The Teacher. Before we went on to the break, we were talking about one of the allegations on Islam when it comes to the blood money of women versus the blood money of men. So let's say a woman is killed and a man is killed. Okay, there are different rulings in Islam. And some come out and propose that Islam is discriminating against the women when it comes to the blood money. Okay, And then they start raising questions like, are men superior to women? Are women, you know, who comprise the more than half of the global population, are they not humans? Right? So these are the types of questions that they start bringing up because of this misconception that we cleared before the break, that when it is said the retaliation for women is quote-unquote not allowed in Islam, that verse is talking about the unconditional retaliation. We addressed that before the break, and we're going to be talking about some other aspects of this ruling today. So in Islam, you know, Islam is a responsibility-based religion. It's not really, so to speak, so heavy on quote-unquote rights. Yes, there are rights mentioned, but Islam wants us to be responsible more than us going out and claiming our rights. So the model of Islam is that if we start doing and carrying out our responsibilities, okay, then everybody's rights will be fulfilled. But if everybody is running after their rights, okay, and not fulfilling their responsibilities, and that's not the focus, then, you know, we all keep going around for our rights and nobody gets it. And this is precisely what we're seeing today, isn't it? We are less to do with our responsibilities and more to do with our rights. Oh, I deserve this. I deserve that. I deserve this. This is my right. That is my right. No, brothers and sisters. In Islam, Allah wants us to be responsible. So in Islam, it is the responsibility of a man to bring the bread home, to provide the housing, provide the clothing of the entire family. This man, if he's murdered, this affects the entire family unit negatively. Okay? They don't have those basic means to stay alive anymore. Hence, Islam, by stipulating the payment of half the blood money in the case of retaliation against a man, has taken into consideration the rights of all the individuals and has prevented this economic vacuum and irreparable blow to fall upon the entire family unit. It's not about just a person or two, entire family. Islam never permits that the rights of other individuals, like the children of the person facing retaliation, to be trampled under the pretext of the term equality, or just because men and women are equal. No, brothers and sisters, we have justice-based equality. We touched upon the four dimensions where men and women have their own domains, okay? We do not support the equality and use it as a pretext, especially as a pretext, so that we can trample upon the rights of other human beings, especially the kids. Some may say that in some cases, women have higher earnings, because the case we made here is that since men are, generally speaking, the breadwinners of the house and the family unit, once they are murdered, Islam shows more sensitivity at its surface level. But some may say that in some cases, women have higher earnings. Brothers and sisters, we answer it in this way. As you know, the rules and regulations are not based on exceptions. Rather, the entire category of men is compared with the entire category of women. And we know that throughout the world, wherever we go, generally speaking, it's the men who are the breadwinners. And above everything, Islam made it mandatory on the husband to take care of the needs of the entire household that includes his wife. Thank you for listening to today's show.
You can talk it down, turn the other way. Fear the truth, but it won't go away. Can you hear it calling? Yeah.
You can write it. Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed today's episode of The Teacher Don't forget to log on to our website at www.parstoday.com. parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care and bye.
And there's nothing left around. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? When your knees are on the ground, you may fear, but it's allowed. Are you listening? 'Cause I need forgiving. 'Cause I need forgiving. 'Cause I need forgiving.